This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. A report from the Missouri Auditor confirms that a state fund for disabled workers is insolvent. State Auditor Tom Schweik said Friday that Missouri's second injury fund had barely $3 million as of the end of 2012, but had unpaid obligations of $28 million. The fund covers workers' compensation claims for employees who have previous injuries or disabilities and then suffer a new job-related injury. Auditors and financial analysts have warned for years that the fund was on a path toward insolvency, but lawmakers have done nothing to address it. The fund gets its money from a surcharge on workers' compensation insurance premiums paid by businesses. Auditors trace the fund's financial woes to a 2005 law that capped surcharges at 3%. A judge has ruled in favor of an effort to develop a new coal ash landfill in eastern Missouri's Franklin County. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the judge on Friday rejected claims that the Franklin County Commission acted unlawfully in approving a zoning amendment for the landfill. Ameren, Missouri wants to add a coal ash landfill next to its Labadie power plant. The Labadie Environmental Organization opposes the landfill because of its proximity to the Missouri River floodplain and filed suit a little more than a year ago to overturn the commission's decision. Some of the plaintiffs in the case say they plan to appeal. Governor Jay Nixon said Friday that he wants to extend Missouri's minimum school year from 174 days to 180 days. He says keeping Missouri children in the classroom longer will help the state remain economically competitive. The Democratic governor also called for increased funding for preschool education programs, and he says his proposed budget will call for additional funding for the A-plus scholarship program. We haven't heard the last of former U.S. Representative Todd Akin's controversial comments yet. Georgia Representative Phil Gingrey, a Republican congressman and OBGYN, says Akin was, quote, partly right when he said women's bodies can avoid pregnancy in cases of, quote, legitimate rape. Gingrey made the comments Thursday to constituents, according to the Marietta Daily Journal. But Gingrey released a statement Friday saying his position was misconstrued and that he neither defends nor stands by Akin's remark. The newspaper says that Gingrey, at the appearance in Georgia, tried to give context to Akin's comments last summer. Akin's remarks were disavowed by Republicans and cost him a good shot at the Missouri Senate seat. Members of the Joplin Elks Lodge that was destroyed in the 2011 tornado are holding a grand reopening. The Joplin Globe reports that the lodge is holding the event Saturday, nearly 20 months after the May 2011 tornado destroyed the lodge, scores of other Joplin buildings, and killed 161 people, including four people who were at the lodge. The Elks have been meeting in a large garage on the lodge property, but with the help of insurance and donations, members broke ground on the new $2.7 million lodge a year ago. Inside the front door of the completed building is a wooden plaque with the names of the four victims. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.